Herzlich willkommen, Sia Namgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin.
It's time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga, and more. For that, we are joined by Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Chris, the Champions League kicked off with only Dortmund and Bayern winning their opening matches. But domestically, Bayern have not seen victory in a while now.
Yeah, three matches, three draws. It doesn't look good for the defending champions to secure their 11th straight title. You know, Nagelsmann did something interesting. I think he's trying to make everyone happy. They have a lot of talented players. They all want to be in the starting 11. So he made six changes, you know, versus Stuttgart. And I don't think it worked out well. And after the match, basically Nagelsmann throws some of his players under the bus. You know, I don't think that's the best move, but he did highlight Serge Gnabry, Leroy Sané, and Jamal Musiala, saying they all should have converted and scored and netted that third and decisive goal. You know, he also commented on, you know, their aggressiveness in possession. But he talked about the greed, greed on the team. And that might be inhibiting their ability to go forward. You know, against a side versus Stuttgart, now obviously we have to factor in the Champions League. Champions League fatigue is always something to deal with, you know, but you would think that they would be focused on their easiest accomplishment of past, and that's securing the Bundesliga title. And their sporting director, Hasan Salihamidžić, came out and said, you know, he thinks keeping the players happy, you know, is more important than the third successive draw. I don't know if that makes much sense because, of course, they have a huge fixture coming up, welcoming back their old tip of the spear and Robert Lewandowski in the Champions League in Barcelona. They look great. You know, I think Bayern will have to turn things around because other teams are looking better. And you have another team at the top, you know, for the first time in their club history. So obviously, you know, a lot of unsettled players. Thomas Müller is a more seasoned player at Bayern Munich. He thinks they have to do some soul searching to turn things around. I think that's obvious, you know, because the team is better than that, you know, but you have, as they say, this expression, too many cooks in the kitchen. A lot of players believe it's their time. You know, one highlight from the match, even though it was a draw, Matthias Tell became Bayern Munich's youngest scorer ever, you know, a young French teenager they brought over, you know, but he's just among a lot of the talent. They have to figure things out, and Barcelona hopefully will be a step in the right direction for them.
RB Leipzig fired their coach after getting smoked in the Champions League, Chris. However, the Bulls and their new coach Marco Rosa looked dominant in their win over Dortmund.
Yeah, you know, I was a bit surprised, scratching my head about RB Leipzig's dismissal of Domenico Tedesco because he did secure the German Cup for them, but obviously that wasn't enough. He didn't even last 9 months. You know, but in comes Marco Rosa. Interesting about Rosa, he has a relationship, a pre-existing relationship with Leipzig, with Red Bull specifically. You know, he coached this side, you know, in Salzburg to a Bundesliga title, so he's familiar. It didn't take them long for him to sign Rosa to take over. And it's interesting that Dortmund, his former club, their first opponent, you know, I think Dortmund was running on fumes. I think they were a victim of Champions League fatigue. They scored three goals in the Champions League, scored nothing. You know, they were weak in attack and they looked whack at the back equally. You know, they didn't look good at all. I think Gio Reyna tried to get things started in the midfield, but to no avail. What did look good is RB Leipzig looked to have new breath, you know, behind them. They won by committee, you know, offensively, Amadou Haidara, as well as Orban, you know, pretty much sealed the deal, you know, and then they got the third goal. We have to wait and see what happens if Marco Rosa can lead RB Leipzig to success against the Champions League holders, Real Madrid. I mean, that's a really big, important fixture. You know, it'll be a lot of Bundesliga fans tuning into that. Some people think that an upset is on the horizon. I don't know if Rosa can pull this momentum and shock the European pitch, you know, but all in all, to defeat Dortmund in the way they did, basically to look that much better than Dortmund, says a lot. It suggests that Marco Rosa might be the man to take RB Leipzig over the hump because they've been the team that's on paper that should have been more competitive. Some people say that was Nagelsmann's doing because he obviously was there and a reason for their success, but Leipzig's been underperforming. It's good to see them actually get a performance on paper that they should get. And they beat up a team that's been doing great right now in Dortmund. So the Bulls look good.
Freiburg drew and Union Berlin won on Sunday, and now the capital club is at the top of the league.
Union Berlin is doing something remarkable. You know, I think they play very well. Sabacu and Becker continue to be the offensive threats, you know, but they didn't need a goal in this one. You know, an own goal, you know, it got them through in this victory over Cologne. And it's impressive. It's impressive because I think that their success breeds more confidence, even though they did fall short in the Europa League. This team has already passed a few litmus tests. You know, they level with Bayern Munich, which is huge, a very huge step in the right direction. And then they continue doing things. Obviously, it's very tight in the standings right now. You know, when you look at 3 through 5, they all are on 12 points apiece. So 2 points separating Union Berlin from the rest, and then they're only 1 point ahead of Freiburg, who had a defensive battle with Gladbach, and they both walked away with the point in that draw. You have to give a big credit to Jan Zomer again for Gladbach. Remarkable between the posts. But there's a lot of competitive football being played right now. Teams are taking advantage of their opponents. And if Union Berlin continues to do that, and Bayern Munich are occupied with the Champions League, trying to figure out Nagelsmann, is he overthinking things, trying to make everyone happy? Other teams will take advantage, and they might add some cushion between themselves and Bayern Munich, who might end up looking up at these teams. And right now they find themselves looking up at Union Berlin. Hats off to them. And Becker leading the league in goals still on 5. And they look great. I think there's a lot of exciting football. Bayern Munich do get a lot of the attention, rightfully so, but these other teams definitely deserve the credit that they're getting and the attention as well.
Before we let you go, Chris, Bayern Munich meet Barcelona and Dortmund see Manchester City in the UEFA Champions League. What are your thoughts around that?
Yeah, the question on my mind is, will fans boo Robert Lewandowski? You know, Robert Lewandowski right now is spearheading Barcelona. They look good. They're second in La Liga. Bayern, obviously, in a stutter. 3 draws back-to-back-to-back. You know, you have Sadio Mane still hasn't netted a goal at home. There is no replacement for Robert Lewandowski. That has become very clear. Bayern have the history over Barcelona, you know, but I do think this match will be Barcelona's toughest test as of yet this season, you know, because they have something to prove, and so does Robert Lewandowski. I'm expecting a very mouth-watering match. And as far as Erling Haaland and Man City versus Borussia Dortmund, I think Man City should walk all over Borussia Dortmund. I don't think Borussia Dortmund, you know, will do enough to compete with Erling Haaland. I do find it interesting. Dortmund sporting director came out and threw some shots at Erling Haaland, saying that, you know, Erling Haaland had too much attention, other things like this. He basically absorbed the entire environment while at Dortmund, especially while right before he departed the club. And I don't know if that's an attempt to kind of stoke the fire and the emotion of the Dortmund players, considering they just come off a horrible showing. Who knows what to expect? I think everyone in the football world expects Man City to walk all over Dortmund. Stranger things have happened. Dortmund have to figure things out. Unfortunately, I don't think it'll be in the Champions League when they meet Man City and Pep Guardiola. A lot of interesting football to look forward to. Of course, Red Bull, RB Leipzig, and Real Madrid, you know, as well. And then we have Frankfurt and Leverkusen kicking off as well.
Thank you very much for the Bundesliga update, Mr. Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Have a fantastic day further.
Danke und auf Wiedersehen.
The Bundesliga Connection is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by Aidan Hewitt and Chris Harrington. It is produced by Chris Harrington. It is edited by Aidan Hewitt and Uli Presch, and graphics are provided by David Scullard.